As many of you know, I am a bit of an Anglophile, reading a lot of British history, following British politics, and being part of a church group in the UK, a sermon preparation group. And over the last year or so, the big news that everyone's been talking about in the UK has involved two things. One was Britain's departure from the European Union, which finally took place at the end of last year, and the pandemic, which unfortunately continues to be an issue. Britain has had a rough time of it. They've dealt with a couple of national lockdowns. The government's response hasn't been as smooth as people would have liked. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, actually wound up in the hospital with COVID-19. And finally, there seems to be a little bit of a calm returning to the waters as the vaccine rollout in the UK has gone quite well. In those church groups that I'm part of, one of the comments that has been made with some regularity is that this past year has been one extended Lent. And you'll remember that the virus broke out here around mid-March, and we needed to start shutting things down. Well, it hit the UK before it hit the US. And the feeling was people had given up stuff in Lent for last year, and they kept giving it up throughout the year. And they're still giving it up. And I know that many of us feel the same way. We can't go out for a drink, we can't go see our friends, we're not participating in sporting events. Got to wear masks all the time. And frankly, we'd like it all to be over. The thing that we need to bear in mind, though, is that giving stuff up for the pandemic is not the same as giving up stuff for Lent. When we've given up things for the pandemic, we've done it to protect our health and the health of our neighbors. We've probably done it with some sense of resentment, disappointment, anger, and fear, and frankly, a combination of all of the above. When we're giving things up for Lent, my hope is that our motivations are very different. Lent is a time of repentance and a time of contemplation, of thinking about how we've sinned against God and God's people. And it is a time to get right with God and to get things back on track as we prepare for the good news of Easter. So, if your thought had been that I'm not going to give up anything for Lent this year because I've given up stuff for the past year, well, nice try, but I think you're missing the point. And Lent, of course, is a period of 40 days leading up to Easter. And it is a time when we should try to set aside the distractions in our lives so we can focus on God. Lent is only alluded to very vaguely in today's scripture reading. And it's chosen because of the two verses in which we read that the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. That's it. The story of the temptation of Jesus is much briefer here in Mark than it is in Matthew or Luke. There aren't any details. Frankly, we don't know what Jesus did while he was out in the wilderness. But the fact that immediately after God had publicly announced that he was pleased with his son, that his son was his beloved, and with him he was well pleased. His spirit had led Jesus out into the wilderness is interesting. Now, the wilderness is a very important landscape in the Israelite psyche, and it features again and again throughout the Hebrew Bible. We remember that it was in the wilderness that Moses first met God as a burning bush, and that Moses then led the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt and into the wilderness of Sinai. And it was there they became a people. he was there. They unlearned a lot of the stuff they'd learned in Egypt and became ready to be their own nation. The wilderness continues to crop up in scripture. We remember that David sought refuge from a murderous King Saul, that the prophet Elijah often went out into the wilderness. You remember the great vision of Ezekiel and the dry bones in the valley in the wilderness. The wilderness is clearly important, and the wilderness in scripture is not the wilderness we might imagine. We tend to have a positive view of the wilderness. You know, think of the Wilderness Society, and you think of beautiful trees and clear streams and nature, and it's a good place to visit. But the wilderness in the Hebrew scriptures, and frankly, in Jesus's time too, was a challenge, and it could be a scary place. And to make things grow in the wilderness has been one of the great miracles in modern Israel. And Jesus and his contemporaries knew that they were at danger in the wilderness. And here we have Jesus off in the wilderness with Satan and the wild beasts. I can't imagine that was a good combination. But Jesus wasn't alone, because the angels of the Lord were with him too. And that's a reminder to us that the covenant we heard about in Genesis still was in force, that God was with his people and he was with Jesus. Those of you who joined us for the Ash Wednesday service heard me talk about two guys, Gus and Tom. And Gus and Tom are the spokes characters for the Lenten season. Gus stands for give up something, and Tom stands for take on more. And you can think about these two fellows throughout the season of Lent when you're wondering what you should do. And then you can decide to do as Gus did or Tom did, or even as both of them do. I have traditionally given up coffee during the Lenten season, and I've done it once again this year. And there were moments as I was thinking about Lent that I thought, I'm not going to do that. I've given enough stuff during the last year. And then I thought about the difference between the pandemic and between Lent. I wanted to stay true to the spirit of Lent. My hope is that you all will decide to meet Gus or Tom or both of them in the weeks ahead, and that you will take up something or give up something as a Lenten discipline. If you get a Lenten offering bag, it's a great way to support ministries of the church that the kids care about. And it's a good way to give up something every day. And since you can't necessarily go and buy a cup of coffee with cash anymore, that's a great use for your spare change. You might want to help somebody out with something, and it could be something as small as helping them with a house project. We were working on one in the parsonage yesterday as we unearthed some pictures we had in the closet, and I credit Rachel for doing that, that had been stored away for pretty much the last 11 years since I came here. And we hung a bunch of them up. And, you know, I felt that was something in my Lenten discipline, not that it was an imposition on me, but it was an opportunity to be helpful and thoughtful. I'm sure that each and every person here can think of things they'd like to take up or things they'd like to sacrifice during this Lenten season. 6 weeks might seem like a really long time, but it's not that long. It's just a month and a half. And if you want to be really focused on the fine print of Lent, Sundays are off days in Lent. They don't count towards Lent. So you can drink your coffee, you can eat your chocolate, you can indulge in whatever you like to indulge in with food or drink on Sundays in Lent. Frankly, I find that approach generally doesn't work for me, because it's easier just to give something up once and then to stick with it for a period of time than it is to give up something and then take it back on and then give it up and then take it back on and then give it up and do it week in and week out. But you should do whatever works for you. My hope is that you will find this time in the wilderness to be a good time to set aside the distractions and to focus on God and to focus on repentance and getting ready for the joy of Easter. Because I can't tell you when we're going to be clear of the pandemic, but I can tell you that Easter is coming, that we will celebrate Easter on the 4th of April, that Jesus was resurrected 2,000 years ago, and we don't have to wait for anybody to tell us that we can celebrate that great joy. So my hope and prayer is that each of us will have a blessed Lent and that we will have a chance to get to know God better and that we will appreciate this blessing for what it is.